Yeah, that was a really good one. You find out a lot about a couple different guys, the way that starts. I'm always interested to see how someone responds when things aren't going well. Jack goes out there, gives up five, and locks it in, starts executing a lot better as the game went on, and gave us a shot. So big swing there by a couple guys. Donnie, big homer. Goldie, big homer. And then Hicks. That wants the ball, and he's wanting to win, so that could fire up a club in a heartbeat.
I guess I don't know if surprise is the right level, but it's just to see Jack give up five early and still be on the mound in the seventh. What went into that?
Yeah, that's what you want to see. You want to see when a guy kind of gives it up early. Is he going to cave, or is he going to kind of stick with it and figure out a way to still give the club a shot? And that's what he did. He didn't execute as well as he wanted to early with two strikes. His off-speed stuff was more in the zone than it needed to be. They hit some balls hard. They hit some balls that found holes as well. But he was able to kind of settle in and give us a really good shot there.
With Hicks going back-to-back, what was the conversation like between you and him to go for a third day?
Yeah, it was a simple one. During batting practice, I'm walking in the outfield. He made sure he came and got me. He said, if it's a safe situation, you better hand me the baseball. And you can go to war with that guy any day. That's what you want to hear. He wants to win. And, I mean, when a guy takes the ball like that, the guys behind him, they really appreciate it. So that was good.
How good was it just to see some of that offense get started by the guys at the bottom of the lineup? Two different
guys there. Yeah, really good. A lot of different guys contributing there. DeYoung and then Eddie took some really good swings from the left side. And then Donnie, obviously, with the big swing that we just spoke about, and Goldie. But overall, a lot of different guys contributed. Jordan continues to swing the ball, the bat well. So it's good to see.
Speaking of Jordan, talk about his progression, how he's getting better and better each week. So since he's coming back to the major leagues, is it like he's finally clicking? Is it like, or what do you think is going with that?
A combination of things. I think you're looking at a kid that has a ton of skill, and now he's mentally slowing the game down enough to allow his skill to show. So we know what he's capable of doing. The more he settles in and slows the game down, we're going to see more and more of that. But obviously an elite skill set, and one that we're looking forward to seeing for a long time.
Yeah. Well, the first two innings, you guys had two outfield assists, and then Tommy dives and take away a hit.
Yeah.
Big momentum shift. I mean, you were talking about outfield alignment earlier today and the decisions you have to make. Like,
yeah, there's
that your best defensive outfield?
There's a lot that goes with that. If you look at a lot of our miscues and just overall play, the outfield needed to be tightened up. And to your point, the better we play out there with the guys that we have, we're going to give ourselves a shot. And today, to your point, we made a couple outs out there, and Tommy he's done a phenomenal job, but another diamond catch. But to shore that up, it's been pretty good as of late.
How critical were some of those outs to just Jack being able to stay out there as long as he did, because it was able to sort of keep from extending innings, like some of the ones in the bases specifically?
Yeah, we took advantage of a couple of plays where they were being super aggressive, and that allowed him to pitch count to stay relatively low in order for him to continue to go out there. And then he had a couple quick innings where some first pitch, ground balls to second. But overall, I just felt like he executed better as the game went on.
Yeah. Was there any thought of pulling him? He was struggling earlier, or you said
No, we were going to stick with him for a little bit longer, unless it got ugly. He was going to have to go more innings than that. We have some innings in the pen with Matt and Woody being able to give us length, but we want to give him a shot to settle down. Yeah.
What did you think of Noot?
Noot, good. Got on base with the walk, took a good swing. Unfortunately, lined out to first for that double play, but he feels good, and that's what's important. He does a lot for us, not only offensively, but defensively as well. So it's good to have him back.